WWNO continues its weekly series on nonprofits in the New Orleans area. Community Impact is a partnership between WWNO and the Greater New Orleans Foundation. I'm Jasmine Lopez, and today we go to the First 72 Plus. Imagine you've just spent years, maybe decades, incarcerated. You've paid your debt to society, and upon release, you're given a bus ticket and $10. But that's not $10 cash. It's a $10 check that you can't immediately cash because more than likely, you don't have a Social Security card, a state ID, a bank account, transportation, or family to help you out. Unfortunately, few reentry services or programs are available to you, and they are especially limited in New Orleans, even though 15,000 people are released annually in Louisiana. I visit one of the handful of places that offers help.
We're at the First 72 Plus Transitional Housing. I'm Ben Smith. I'm the director of the First 72 Plus.
The First 72 Plus is a reentry program that provides transitional housing and other services for formerly incarcerated men in Louisiana.
When a guy makes parole, he don't have housing, he has to stay in jail.
In the first 3 days of their release, men will receive support like transportation home from prison, clothes, food, and transportation to social services offices. The First 72 Plus will also provide health care via local partnerships and even educational support. Stephen Bradley is one of the first graduates of the First 72 Plus to get his GED. He started the GED class in November and got his GED in January.
I hope a lot of other guys get the same opportunity that I had, you know, to get out and go to school and get their GED. Because so many of them get out saying they're going to get it and just going about their business. And they live to be old and never get it.
What Bradley says is true. Many people aren't able to reach the goals they set out to achieve, and much of that is due to the cycle of recidivism. One out of every two people released from prison in Louisiana will return within 5 years, according to the Louisiana Department of Corrections. Smith says that while there was a lot of talk about recidivism, not much was being done to address the issue.
Me being a formerly incarcerated person, me and five other guys, we got together and we formed this organization. Each one of us was formerly incarcerated, and we took it upon ourselves to do something about it.
Smith says he knows what it's like to struggle when you get out, and it's especially important to get support from people who can relate.
The only guy to give me a chance was a formerly incarcerated person. That's Blair Boutique. He gave me a job. He put me on stable ground. Not saying I wouldn't have found a job, but it was hard.
Blair Boutte also donated the house to the First 72 Plus.
We all got here and fixed it up, did all the renovation, everything they needed to do, because we believe in us helping us. And when I say that, I'm talking about formerly incarcerated people helping other formerly incarcerated people.
According to the Justice Department, about 60% of formerly incarcerated people can't find work within their first year out. Until November 2015, it was even harder for people that were reentering because of a simple box that you had to check, acknowledging that you were a convicted felon when applying for jobs. In reality, there's nothing simple about it. The box led to discrimination against formerly incarcerated people in the hiring process for federal government employees. At the city level, New Orleans has banned the box, but this only applies to instances where the city is the employer or when the city hires a contractor. Even though some employers are willing to hire formerly incarcerated people and not judge them based on their felony conviction, nobody comes out of prison with a first month's rent, a security deposit, credit history, and rental history.
Because with housing, that will enable you to get up in the morning to go look for a job. And, you know, you don't have to worry about where your next meal coming from because we got food. To keep the lights on, keep the water on, we're doing this.
To find out more about the First 72 Plus, visit WWNO.org. For WWNO, I'm Jasmine Lopez.